Welcome to a deep dive into the world of AI. Buckle up, because we're going to zero in on one day, just one day, January 22nd, 2025. You'll see quickly why this day was so remarkable. Just imagine, in just 24 hours, we saw record-breaking investments, fierce competition on a global scale, and AI applications popping up everywhere. You might not expect it.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's striking about this day is the speed, the sheer speed of innovation. It really highlights how AI is not just evolving, it's like it's exploding. And it's changing the game for everyone, from tech giants to everyday people.
All right, let's dive in. One of the biggest bombshells of the day was OpenAI's announcement of their Stargate project. And we're not talking about a small investment here. This is a $500 billion infrastructural project. And it starts with the jaw-dropping $100 billion, dedicated to building data centers in Texas alone.
Wow, to put that into perspective, $100 billion is more than the entire GDP of many countries. It really shows how serious OpenAI is about not just developing AI, but becoming the foundation upon which the entire AI ecosystem is built.
Yeah, and it's not just about the technology itself. OpenAI claims this project will create a massive ripple effect, generating hundreds of thousands of jobs right here in the U.S.
This is where things get really interesting, because the economic implications are enormous. This is about positioning the U.S. as a global leader in AI, securing a competitive edge in a field that's rapidly reshaping industries and economies worldwide.
But hold on, because it gets even more fascinating. On the very same day, former President Trump revealed his own plans to secure a staggering $500 billion, yes, you heard that right, another $500 billion in private investments for AI infrastructure.
No, that's unprecedented, that level of investment. And it raises some crucial questions. What happens when you have two massive initiatives, both aiming for $500 billion poured into AI? Is this like the perfect recipe for a boom in innovation? Or could it lead to too much power being concentrated in the hands of a few major players?
It's like a high-stakes poker game. With so much money on the table, the stakes are so high. While this kind of investment could lead to breakthroughs we can barely imagine, it also makes you wonder, who ends up controlling this powerful technology, and how will they shape its development?
Exactly. And while the U.S. is making these massive moves, other players on the global stage aren't just sitting back and watching. Over in Europe, Mistral, this promising AI startup, made headlines by denying acquisition rumors and instead setting its sights on an IPO.
I love this. It's like David stepping into the ring with Goliath, ready to take on the giants. It's so important to have different voices, different perspectives driving AI innovation, not just a handful of powerful companies calling all the shots.
Mistral's current valuation is close to $6 billion, so they've definitely got some serious momentum. An IPO could give them the resources they need to compete on a larger scale, but they'll have to be incredibly smart and agile to carve out their own space in this incredibly competitive landscape.
Speaking of competition, we can't forget about China. They're not letting anyone steal their thunder in the AI race. Tencent, a major tech player, unveiled an incredibly advanced 3D generation AI system that has everyone buzzing.
Yeah, this isn't just a minor upgrade. This technology has the potential to completely revolutionize how we create and experience 3D content. Imagine creating detailed, interactive 3D environments for games, virtual reality, even architecture and design, all at a fraction of the time and cost it takes today.
It's mind-blowing to think about, isn't it? This kind of technology could change everything from how we design products to how we entertain ourselves. It makes you wonder what's coming next. Are we all going to be living in AI-generated virtual worlds soon?
Well, it's definitely within the realm of possibility. And it's not just about entertainment. This technology could have a profound impact on fields like medicine manufacturing and even urban planning, allowing us to create and manipulate 3D models with a level of precision and speed we've never seen before.
So we've got...
That's the question we need to grapple with. And it's not just relevant to people working in finance. AI is impacting virtually every industry. And as it becomes more sophisticated, it's crucial to think about how we adapt our skills and prepare for a future where AI plays an increasingly prominent role
in the workplace.
It's a lot to consider. And it's happening faster than most people realize. And on that same day, the UK unveiled Parlex, an AI system specifically designed to analyze and predict how members of parliament might react to proposed policies.
Now, this is where things get really interesting. Just imagine a system that can sift through mountains of parliamentary data and predict how individual MPs might vote on specific issues. This could potentially streamline the process of policymaking, giving politicians valuable insights into how their ideas might be received.
It's a powerful tool, but it also raises some red flags, doesn't it? What happens if this kind of technology falls into the wrong hands, or if it's used to manipulate public opinion? How do we ensure that AI is being used responsibly when it comes to something as sensitive as government and policymaking? Those are some of the big ethical questions that we need to address. As AI becomes more integrated into our lives, it's not just about the technology itself, it's about how we choose to use it and the safeguards we put in place to ensure it's not misused.
This is a lot to take in. And we've only just scratched the surface of what happened on this single day in AI, from massive investments to groundbreaking applications and ethical dilemmas. It's clear that AI is rapidly reshaping the world around us.
And the most fascinating part is that we're still in the early stages of this AI revolution. The breakthroughs and challenges we're seeing today are just a glimpse of what's to come.
And that brings us to another major development. That unfolded on January 22nd, 2025, the emergence of powerful new players in the AI arena.
It wasn't just established tech giants making waves that day. Remember Mira Murati, the former CTO of OpenAI? She made a bold move stepping out on her own to launch a new AI startup, and she's been attracting some serious talent. One of her key hires is Jonathan Lachman, who is OpenAI's head of special projects.
It's almost like watching a high-stakes talent draft with these new AI startups going head-to-head with the big players to recruit the best and brightest minds in the field. It makes you wonder, what's driving this shift? Why are these top researchers and engineers choosing to leave established companies like OpenAI to join these fledgling startups?
I think it speaks to a desire to push the boundaries of what's possible with AI, to explore new ideas and approaches that might not be possible within the confines of a larger organization. There's a sense of excitement and possibility surrounding these startups, a feeling that they could be the ones to make the next big breakthrough.
And you have to admit, Murati has a pretty impressive track record. She played a key role in developing ChatGPT and DALL-E, two AI systems that have already had a massive impact. Do you think she has what it takes to disrupt the industry and challenge the established giants?
She's definitely a force to be reckoned with. Her experience at OpenAI, combined with her ability to attract top talent, suggests that her new venture is one to watch closely. It'll be fascinating to see what direction she takes, what new innovations she and her team come up with.
It's an exciting time to be following the AI landscape, that's for sure. There's so much happening, so much potential for disruption and innovation. And speaking of exciting developments, Anthropic's CEO Dario Amodei revealed some ambitious plans of his own that day. He's talking about developing a two-way voice mode for AI, along with even smarter AI models.
This is a glimpse into a future where our interactions with AI are going to become much more natural, more like the conversations we have with each other. Imagine being able to speak to your AI assistant, not just giving it commands, but actually having a back and forth conversation just like you would with a friend or colleague.
I can barely keep up with my emails as it is. But seriously, that level of seamless communication with AI would be incredible. What are the biggest hurdles they have to overcome to make this two-way voice mode a reality?
One of the key challenges is teaching AI to understand not just the words we're saying, but also the nuances of human language. Think about the tone of voice, the pauses, the subtle inflections that convey so much meaning in a conversation. It's about moving beyond basic speech recognition to a deeper level of language comprehension.
And then there's the challenge of making sure AI can respond in a way that feels natural and engaging. We don't want to be talking to robots that sound monotone and emotionless. We want AI that can express itself in a way that feels human and relatable.
Exactly. And that requires significant advancements in natural language generation, as well as the ability of AI to understand and respond to emotional cues in a conversation. It's a complex challenge, but the progress being made is truly remarkable.
It sounds like we're still some way off from having truly conversational AI, but the potential is enormous. Mm-hmm. It's not just about making our lives easier or more efficient. We saw that day how AI is starting to make its way into areas you might not expect. For example, the X Games, a major sporting event, announced they'd be incorporating an AI-powered judging system for the snowboarding superpipe competition.
This is a great example of how AI can be used to enhance fairness and accuracy in judging subjective performances. Imagine a system that can analyze every aspect of a snowboarder's run, from the height of their jumps to the complexity of their tricks and the fluidity of their movements, and then provide a score that is both objective and consistent.
It's like having an AI coach who can provide instant feedback and analysis, helping athletes understand their strengths and weaknesses. I wonder if this type of AI judging will catch on in other sports like figure skating or gymnastics, where subjective judging has always been a bit controversial.
It's certainly possible as AI technology continues to evolve. I think we'll see it being integrated into more and more aspects of our lives in ways that we can't even imagine. Yet some of these applications will be subtle, working behind the scenes to improve our experiences, while others will be more visible, like the AI judging system at the X Games.
And speaking of AI applications that are raising eyebrows, let's circle back to the UK's Parlex system, which uses AI to predict how Parliament might react to different policies. That seems like a pretty bold move, using AI to analyze and predict political outcomes.
It does raise some important questions about the role of AI in governance. On one hand, a system like Parlex could provide valuable insights, helping policymakers understand the potential consequences of their decisions, and maybe even leading to more informed and effective policymaking.
But on the other hand, you have to worry about the potential for misuse. Could this kind of technology be used to manipulate public opinion to tailor policies in a way that guarantees a specific outcome, even if it's not in the best interest of the people?
That's a valid concern, and it highlights the need for transparency and accountability when it comes to AI systems that have the potential to influence political decisions. We need to make sure these systems are being used responsibly and ethically, that they're not being used to undermine democratic processes or erode public trust.
It's a reminder that AI is a powerful tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. It all depends on the intentions of the people who are developing. And using it this day in the world of AI was a real roller coaster ride. Mm. We saw groundbreaking innovations, fierce competition on a global scale, and some serious soul searching about the implications of this powerful technology.
It really highlights how AI is not just a technological revolution, but a societal one as well. It's forcing us to confront fundamental questions about the future of work, the role of government, and the very nature of human intelligence.
And we're just getting started. The developments we saw on this single day are just a glimpse of what's to come.
And that's what makes it so fascinating. The AI landscape is constantly evolving, and the decisions we make today will have a profound impact on the world of tomorrow.
Well, I don't know about you, but I need a moment to process all of this. This deep dive has been packed with information, and it's clear that the world of AI is moving at warp speed.
Let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned and then dive back in to explore what this all means for you, the listener, and how you can navigate this rapidly changing landscape.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from massive investments to global competition, and some truly mind-boggling applications of AI. It's clear that January 22nd, 2025 was a pivotal day.
Yeah, definitely. It was a day that captured the incredible momentum of AI, a snapshot of a field that's not just evolving, but accelerating, like at an unprecedented pace.
Let's take a moment to recap some of the key takeaways from the day, just to give everyone a sense of just how much happened. In those 24 hours, we started with OpenAI's Stargate project, a colossal $500 billion investment. That signals their ambition to not just be a player in the AI game, but to like build the entire playing field.
It's wild. And it wasn't just OpenAI making those kinds of power moves. Former President Trump's announcement to secure another $500 billion in private investment for AI infrastructure really underscored how seriously the U.S. is taking the race for AI dominance.
But this isn't just a two-horse race. Between tech giants and governments, remember Mistral, that European AI startup we talked about, their decision to go for an IPO instead of getting swallowed up by a bigger company shows that there's a real hunger out there for new ideas, for fresh perspectives in the AI landscape.
Absolutely. And then there's China with Tencent unveiling their groundbreaking 3D generation AI system. It's a clear signal that China is a major force in the AI arena, and they're not afraid to push the boundaries.
So all of this competition is driving an incredible pace of innovation, but it also makes you think about the bigger picture. Is all this power and influence becoming too concentrated in the hands of a few major players? What does that mean for the future of AI, for access, for ethical development?
It's a conversation we need to be having right now. While these technologies are still being shaped, it's about ensuring that AI benefits everyone, not just a select few.
Right, and it's not just about who's building the technology. It's about how it's being used. We saw how AI is already transforming the workplace, with Goldman Sachs launching their AI assistant to streamline tasks for their employees. It makes you wonder, what does this mean for the future of work? Will AI create new opportunities, or will it lead to widespread job displacement?
It's a tough question, and the answer likely lies somewhere in between. The key takeaway here is that we all need to be thinking about how we adapt to this changing landscape, how we acquire new skills, and prepare for a future where AI plays an increasingly prominent role in our work lives.
Absolutely. And then there's the question of AI in governance, something that was highlighted by the UK's Parlex system, which uses AI to predict how Parliament will react to different policies. This is a fascinating idea, but it also makes you wonder about the potential for misuse. Could this kind of technology be used to manipulate public opinion or skew the political process?
Right.
Yeah, those are some of the big ethical questions that we all need to be grappling with. As AI becomes more integrated into our lives, it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the values we embed in it and the safeguards we put in place to ensure it's used responsibly and ethically.
Right. And let's not forget about the emergence of new players like Mira Murati, who's left OpenAI to start her own AI venture. It's a sign that the AI landscape is dynamic, that there's room for new ideas and new approaches.
For sure. It's a reminder that the future of AI is not set in stone. It's being shaped right now by the decisions we make, by the conversations we have, by the questions we ask.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Think about how AI might be impacting your life already.
Yeah.
From the algorithms that curate your social media feeds to the voice assistants you use every day. Now imagine a world where AI can create immersive 3D environments, draft your emails, and even predict political outcomes. What excites you about this future? What makes you nervous?
The key takeaway is this. The future of AI is not something that's happening to us. It's something we're all creating together. The more informed we are, the more engaged we are in these conversations, the better equipped we'll be to shape an AI-powered future that benefits everyone.
And that wraps up our deep dive into January 22nd, 2025. It was a day that showcased the incredible potential of AI, as well as the complex challenges we need to navigate.
We hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of this rapidly evolving landscape and inspired you to keep exploring, to keep questioning, and to keep imagining the possibilities.
Because the future of AI is being written right now, and you have a role to play in shaping it.